is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has reaffirmed that the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is indeed looking into sending migrants from the southern border to sanctuary cities spread across the United States. Sanders appeared on ABC's This Week.
We have a massive number of people that are already here. We need to take away some of that burden on all of the communities that are along the border, like San Diego and El Paso, and look at other options. Again, not our first choice. Ideally, Congress would fix the problem.
And Sanders said there is a simple solution to the border problems.
The ideal solution is real simple. It's for Congress, particularly Democrats in Congress, to sit down with the president, do their jobs, and help us stop this awful crisis that's taking place at our border.
President Trump has come under sharp criticism for the sanctuary cities idea, including the charge that he intends to use immigrants as pawns in his battle with Democrats. That was echoed today by Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland. He was a guest on Fox News Sunday.
My understanding is it's not legal. There is no budget for that purpose. This is clearly a political move for the president. He's using the immigrants as pawns in his political game of chess.
A day after the Taliban announced the start of its annual spring offensive, a roadside bomb wounded four Romanian soldiers in southern Afghanistan. And fierce fighting between government forces and insurgents elsewhere in the country reportedly killed dozens. The spike in violence darkens the outlook for the U.S.-Taliban dialogue aimed at finding a political end to the 18-year-old Afghan war, along with a reduction in violence during this year's fighting season. A major early Sunday morning Taliban attack on the northern city of Kunduz sparked heavy combat with Afghan forces in the area, and there were casualties on both sides. This is VOA News. The next chapter in the extradition battle over WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could involve competing claims from both the United States and Sweden, which wants him on charges of sexual misconduct. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says she does not want her client sent to the United States.
If Sweden makes an extradition request, there will be a question for the Home Secretary about which case will take precedence, and we will certainly be asking for the same assurances that we asked before, which is that he wouldn't be sent to the United States after dealing with it. That is the same assurance we were seeking in 2010, and the refusal to give that is why he sought asylum when
he did. So otherwise, he doesn't want to comply with it, unless there is that specific assurance?
The concern is and has always been about protecting him from being sent to the United States.
Dozens of members of the British Parliament have signed a letter urging the Home Secretary that if there are two extradition requests, that Assange be sent to Sweden. Assange was arrested on Thursday when British police took him from Ecuador's London embassy, where he had taken refuge nearly 7 years ago. Ecuador had given its go-ahead for the arrest on its grounds. Sudan has a change in leadership again, the third in less than a week, though these days each new leader wears a military uniform. This in the wake of the army's overthrow of Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has a report.
Yet another army commander, promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow 3 decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment, and growing repression.
That was Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, will soon be parents. Now it seems guessing the gender and name are all the rage in Britain. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
If Britain's bookmakers are to be believed, it's definitely a girl, and Diana may well be one of her many names. The William Hill agency closed the betting on the baby's gender a few days ago after an avalanche of bets poured in from people convinced the royal couple is having a girl. The secret's out as far as we are concerned, firm spokesman Rupert Adams said. While Adams acknowledged there is always a chance the surge was based on nothing, he said average betting patterns over the years suggest there's usually some truth in rumours. Zaria Shackley, London.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. You can also use the VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.